Have you thought about securing your hard-earned assets? Do you have concerns about the future? Protecting assets is crucial, and that's where Nelson Elder Care Law excels. As a family-owned and family-focused firm, we provide absolute assurance and peace of mind through our trademarked Absolute Protection Trust, tailored services in estate planning, probate administration, Medicaid crisis solutions, guardianship, and conservatorship. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and empower informed decisions. Visit NelsonElderCareLaw.com for asset protection and peace of mind.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
What I do know is Booger McFarland, we think, does an outstanding job on ESPN. And Booger McFarland, kind enough to indeed join us right now on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Booger, always good to have you on the program. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. What was your initial reaction when you heard Austin Rivers say what he said about NBA players going to the NFL?
Yeah, I think we've reached that time of the year where the sports calendar is dying down a little bit. And, you know, this is one of those good debates. Usually June would be the month, but I guess middle of May is probably where we are. I really want to be honest, and everybody kind of put their pride to the side. Like, the more athletic guys are basketball players. These dudes are 6'7" to 7'1". They can jump 40 inches. They can run and jump forever. They're definitely the more athletic guys. Football players are a lot tougher, a lot more physical. So if the game of football were to be played by basketball players, from an athletic standpoint, they could play. But the problem is this, is that football is a collision sport, and those dudes just soft, man. Like, those dudes aren't going to want to be hit. So they could run around and jump and catch balls, but when it came to the hitting, that's when they would buy out. So it's a combination of both, and since there's hitting in football, I think most of those guys will be like Charles Barkley, which is after the first day, they would probably quit.
That's exactly what look, they can win the combine. You want it to be the shorts and T-shirt Olympics where you can all show your athleticism? Fantastic. Then you show up on a Wednesday. Find out how many are showing up on Thursday, because I don't think a lot of them.
I completely agree with you, just because of the physicality of the sport, man. But it's one of those conversations that's fun. All the football players are super emotional about playing basketball and vice versa. But, you know, I would tell Austin Rivers, let's say that for June and July when we're really bored.
Yeah, exactly. Booger McFarland with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
Hey, Booger, what do you think about grades being handed out? And I know your network does it, and everybody's looking at, probably an editor says, we need clicks. Let's grade the draft every day of the draft, Thursday through Saturday, but let's do the big grade on Monday. I don't know what you look at, what you don't. I don't know if you trust anybody or not. You respect anybody enough to maybe read what it is they write on that Monday. But what do you think about the grading itself that quickly?
Well, it's something for everybody to kind of look back and see who acquired the most talent that we think is going to be good, because no one really knows a true grade until a year or two down the road. Like, we grade the picks, but all you're really grading is who acquired the guys that were ranked the highest and filled the greatest needs that we assigned to these players in the pre-draft process. And so it's kind of an incomplete, really, because nobody step foot on a National Football League field, because what you're grading is how good these guys are going to be as pro players, and no one really knows. So there's really no way to assess these grades. We all think we know everything that's going to happen, but truth be told, we don't. So, yeah, it's one of those things that's good for fodder and good for clicks, but it really doesn't mean anything.
Booger, what about, since we're in the city of Atlanta, Michael Penix coming to the Falcons, your initial thoughts, and how do you feel about it now?
Well, my initial thoughts were the exact same as they are now. Like, individually, when you look at these two moves, I thought they were outstanding individually. You know, if you look at Michael Penix, he's the greatest thrower of the football in this draft. His arm is live. He gets rid of the ball quick. He doesn't take sacks. I think he's worthy of being a top 10 pick. And, you know, Atlanta took him number 8. If you look at Kirk Cousins, I think he has been an undervalued quarterback in this league. He is the ultimate ball distributor. If you look at Justin Jefferson isn't Justin Jefferson without Kirk Cousins getting him the football. So I think he was warranted in getting $100 million guaranteed from the Falcons. Now, the problem is you can't look at those two moves individually. When you look at them together, which you have to because the same team did them, they just don't make sense. And, you know, regardless of how much of a Terry Fontenot fan and Raheem Morris fan you are, you have to ask yourself, what are we doing today? It's impossible to serve two masters. It's impossible to win now. And that's basically what you're saying when you sign Kirk Cousins, is because we have this talent with Bijan, we have this talent with Kyle Pitts and Drake London, and we are trying to win now. Why not go defense and get somebody that can help their pass rush, because they haven't had a sack guy since Vic Beasley. Like, they need defensive guys, somebody to help Grady Jarrett. And you can't do that and then draft Michael Penix and say, hey, we're preparing for the future. Because if we're going to be honest, unless they're going to just waste $100 million, Michael Penix doesn't touch the field for 2 years unless there's an injury. Because there's no way you're going to put Kirk Cousins on the bench when you guaranteed him $100 million. So you're going to draft a guy number 8 overall, and he's going to set the bench for 2 years in today's NFL where we're trying to maximize the rookie contract. It just doesn't make sense, and it's usually why organizations have to decide what we're going to do. Are we going to win now? Are we going to go in now? Or are we going to kind of prepare our team for the future, which is what we saw the Houston Texans do a couple of years ago, and when they got their rookie quarterback taking off, you look at the offseason, trading for Stephon Diggs. We're trying to win right now. It's almost like the Falcons are trying to do two things at once, and that never worked.
Have you thought about securing your hard-earned assets? Do you have concerns about the future? Protecting assets is crucial, and that's where Nelson Elder Care Law excels. As a family-owned and family-focused firm, we provide absolute assurance and peace of mind through our trademarked Absolute Protection Trust, tailored services in estate planning, probate administration, Medicaid crisis solutions, guardianship, and conservatorship. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and empower informed decisions. Visit NelsonElderCareLaw.com for asset protection and peace of mind.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Yeah, it's one of the problems I had is they use the word future, but we haven't been to the postseason in 6 years. It's the Jets, the Broncos, and the Falcons. The only three teams in the NFL that haven't been in the playoffs in 6 years. I'm not looking to the future. I'm looking for the now. So here's, if you're a 32-year-old, 9-year veteran on the Atlanta Falcons, how many guys on your team in your situation, if you are the veterans, are you calling guys or texting guys at night asking what the hell is going on around here?
Yeah, you may ask them what's going on and try to figure out what we're doing. Ultimately, what's going to solve that is when Michael Penix steps on the field. And if you start seeing the talent and you be like, okay, I see what we're doing. It doesn't help us now, but in the talent acquisition phase of our team, all players want to be is to be surrounded by good players. As far as the decision who to pick, that's up to the GM. Now, if Michael Penix comes out at practice and he's throwing the ball sideways, then everybody's that's when guys start to look around. Other than that, yeah, it'll be some fodder, like, why do we take the quarterback? But once they step on the field with him and for the football, you're like, okay, now I see it. And it's up to the coaches to put the best 11 on the field at the same time. Usually, that's dependent upon talent. Sometimes when it comes to the quarterback, that's dependent upon money. And there's no way you're going to pay Kirk Cousins, again, $100 million guaranteed. I don't care how Michael Penix looks at practice. He can be throwing balls like the second coming of Michael Vick and Patrick Mahomes. He's not playing for the next 2 years. And I think that's the big issue. But to answer your original question again, players, the other thing we look at is can a guy play or not? Now, if he's not talented, then that's one thing. But Michael Penix is a very, very talented quarterback.
So while it's an educated guess, but a guess, who do you think was most ready in this draft to come and contribute to an NFL team this year or more quickly than others?
As far as a quarterback or
anybody,
any player in general?
Anybody.
Well, you have to look at the positions that are easier to transition. That is usually cornerback, defensive line, wide receivers, like those positions, running back, because it's such a natural position, those are the easiest positions to transition. It doesn't require a ton of thought process because it's played instinctually. So any of the guys at those positions, which is why one of the reasons why it was like, hey, let's get a defensive lineman, let's get an edge rusher, let's get Byron Murphy, let's get Leatu Latu, let's get Jarrett Verse, let's get some of these guys and come in and help Grady Jarrett and try to get some pressure on the quarterback. Because if things go well for the Falcons, like, let's play this out. If things go well, Cousins is healthy, and this offense is humming, you want to get that offense to ball back as quickly as you can. And if they're scoring points, then the other team has to throw the football. So you need guys to chase the quarterback. It's the old Indianapolis Colt theory. Because when I played for the Colts, we didn't have the biggest defense. And the reason being is because we knew at some point in that game, we were going to have a 14-point lead. A 10 to 14 point lead, because we had Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Dallas Clark, Edgerrin James. Like, we had. So we knew at some point, 99% of the time, we're going to have a double digit lead and the team's going to have to throw the football. And now Dwight Freeney, myself, Robert Mathis have to go get the quarterback. And so if you build a team, you have to understand what type of team you're going to build. And so when you look at the Falcons, if Kirk Cousins is who he has been, he's going to score a ton of points in Atlanta. You got to get guys to go get the quarterback so the ball can come back to him. And I think that's the thing that if I were a Falcon fan, I would really be bothered by right now, is that if we go out and score 30, can we stop the other team from scoring 30? Right now, I would have to say, even though I love Raheem and I think he's one of the best defensive minds in football, Raheem doesn't play. And so I would still be concerned, can we get after the opposing team's quarterback? And that's nothing against Brandon Dorlus, because I trained Brandon Dorlus in Tampa, very, very twitchy defensive tackle. Nothing against him, okay? I think the guys that they draft are very talented. You chance at the first player on the board at number six. I think that's the thing that would bother me.
All right, Booger, listen, we appreciate the time. Hopefully we can do this again. Apologize for the mix-up in the beginning, and plenty to talk about still, including that Colts team. Before we let you go, that Colts team, ironically, you talked about the offense, but it was the defense that really carried you guys in the playoffs that year.
No doubt about it. And it just goes to show you that even though the offense can get you there, you know, when the weather turns and you get into January, your defense has to play. Even with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, your defense has to step up. And I think that, you know, Raheem understands that. Raheem knows that. And so hopefully he can get this team built, even though everybody wants to score a ton of points. And, you know, I think the Falcons have an opportunity to average 28, 30 points a game. You still got to stop people, and you got to stop the run. Because if your offense is that explosive, what's the other team going to do? They're going to try to milk the clock. They're going to run the football. They're going to try to possess the football. And I think defensively, I may be biased, but I still think if your defense is not good, you cannot win in this league consistently.
Isn't that amazing? The more the game changes, the more it stays the same. And we've talked to guys about this over the years. When you get to the postseason, stopping the run and running the ball, still very, very important, no matter how much of a passing league it may be.
Go back and look at the Dallas Cowboys. Look at the Cowboys last year. Offense was absolutely outstanding. Get to the postseason, defense couldn't stop a nosebleed, and they got put out.
Yep.
That's how it goes.
It is that simple. Booger, thanks for the time. We'll talk again soon. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend.
Anytime, man. Hit me up if you guys need me.
You got it. Booger McFarland with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Have you thought about securing your hard-earned assets? Do you have concerns about the future? Protecting assets is crucial, and that's where Nelson Elder Care Law excels. As a family-owned and family-focused firm, we provide absolute assurance and peace of mind through our trademarked Absolute Protection Trust, tailored services in estate planning, probate administration, Medicaid crisis solutions, guardianship, and conservatorship. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and empower informed decisions. Visit NelsonElderCareLaw.com for asset protection and peace of mind.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.